Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And on this week's episode, we are getting a little musical for the second time in the history of the podcast. We are talking about the best Disney World park area music loops. That is a mouthful.
It is. But it's a great topic. I think this is a fun one. The reason why we love doing these music episodes is it's one of those five senses that Disney does such a great job of tapping into, right? So it's appealing to the sound. And the great thing about a music loop, we'll just jump right into it. The great thing I think about a music loop is if it's done really well, it's there, but it's not overwhelming, right? It's just that background music that's going on as you enter into a new land, as you're getting on a new attraction, as you're heading into your hotel, or maybe even in your hotel room, when you get there, it's the music that's on the TV as you walk in the door and it says, hey, welcome Smith family, or whatever, you know, your family name is. And it's just introducing you to the parks, to your hotel, to the attraction. And what I would say is it's setting the mood for you for whatever it is that you're about to go on or experience.
Yeah, and I think you're going to hear, well, not I think, you are going to hear a lot of music on this episode. So if you go back to, when did we do was it within our first 10 episodes?
Yeah, I think
so. We did
that
music. So we talked a lot about the composers that have composed a lot of the music that you hear in the movies that has translated over into the parks. Like, we're just talking about this music that you hear as you enter Main Street, as you enter your resort, as you enter a restaurant. Like you said, it just sets the tone. And I think it just helps create that core memory, right?
Yeah, totally. I think what's interesting about a music loop is that sometimes you go to different entertainment venues, whether it's another amusement park or whether it's some other type of entertainment, and there's no background sound. You're just hearing the buzz of the crowd and the, you know, the rides and the different things that are going on, like a baseball game, right? There's moments in a baseball game where you're not hearing anything. And there's moments where you hear sound. And I think, or music that's, you know, as players walk up to the plate or are being introduced, that's the big thing, right? Is like they have their walk-up music. And I think it introduces and it brings another level of excitement of like, oh, I'm heading into this, you know, land when it comes to the parks. So what I think the Imagineers have done such a good job of is using that music to, like you said, create a nostalgic factor. I think the other thing it does is it starts to set a mood or a tone or start to get you into the story that they're trying to present to you at that moment, right? So obviously Main Street music loop is going to be very different than Galaxy's Edge music loop, which is going to be very different than, you know, Indiana Jones stunt spectacular show. It's all about introducing you into that story. And to remove that music would be like going to a movie and not having, or a TV show and not having that background music. It sets such an emotional tone. It's so crazy, the psychology there of how music brings so much emotion and thought and nostalgia and all these things into our brains so that it helps us experience whatever it is that they're trying to experience.
Yeah, right? And I think you're talking about the science of music, right? There is definitely a science there with wavelengths and vibrations and how, you know, the traveling, how far sound will travel. You know, a lot of people, myself included, you know, I may throw on some sort of audio when I try to sleep at night.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just brown noise, sometimes it's white noise, but it's audio that helps maybe calm the nerves a little bit, right?
Sure.
So when you're going on, and I think one of the iconic sounds of the parks is when you scan your Magic Band.
Oh yeah,
at the gate, right? And you hear that little ring, you know that's an iconic sound that people, it just resonates. Oh my gosh, I'm at Disney when you hear this sound. So I think as we get into this, it's going to be interesting. And I think for those listeners, you know, you may hear some things that you've never heard before. A lot of times you go to the parks and you just take for granted the ambiance, the sound that you're hearing in the background, right? Without maybe understanding that this is just out there on the web. You can pick up all this audio and just bring it into your life, into your car, into your home, into your earphones, and just really kind of recreate that Disney feeling no matter where you go.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about some of the scientific science. That's a genius way of saying it. The scientific side of music, but I'm talking about even the emotional side of music, right? When you go to a scary movie and that dun-dun-dun-dun, right? And it builds that emotion, mm-hmm. and it's just got that sound to it. Whereas you go to a happy movie or a sad movie or whatever, they're using the music and the sound to put you into that mood. And I think that's what Imagineers have tapped into when it comes to some of these music loops, is as you're walking through a certain area, they're not only playing familiar Disney music or familiar film music for some of those types of lands, but they're also playing music that is styled in a way for the area that you're in. So for example, we know that Main Street is set in turn of the century type of style with the architecture and the decor and all of that. So it just makes sense that the music that you're going to hear is that harmonized Dapper Dan type of music in that area of the park. Whereas if you go to another area, it's going to try to set the mute. You go to Tomorrowland, it sounds very different than Main Street.
Well, it's very futuristic.
Yeah.
And this, honestly, this kind of reminds me of, I was just thinking about when you were talking about setting the tone. Have you seen on like social media, YouTube, they take a trailer from one movie,
yes.
and they dub in different music. Like, for example, the original Mary Poppins movie trailer, right? And they'll dub in scary music.
Yeah.
And how just drastically it changes the theme of that entire trailer when you add in scary music as opposed to the wonderful Disney music.
Yeah.
Right? So.
No, for sure. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into some of the areas. We'll just kind of make our way around the parks. We've already started with, you know, Main Street and some of the music that you hear there. Let's take a listen in real quick. This is Main Street USA and some of the loop music that you will hear.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just pretty. It's nostalgic. It is. You can just imagine yourself kind of strolling through Main Street when you hear that.
Absolutely. You know, what's funny to me is that, here are my girls. They're, you know, in their teens and they're listening to today's most modern music and all the hits for today's. But yet they love this style of music. Like, they love listening to it when we drive around in the car and hearing it. It's just amazing how it crosses all age groups and all genres and all of that. It just brings you back. It brings you back to being on Main Street and all the memories that you have there.
Absolutely. And it sets the tone for stepping into that storybook world.
Absolutely.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, as you continue down Main Street, if you head to the left, like you should, you're going to start to run into Adventureland. And what's interesting about Adventureland is I think a lot of people, you know, connect Adventureland with jungle music and drums and a lot of that. But Adventureland is more than just, you know, the wild Amazon jungles and all of that. There's a whole lot of blended music, everything from the Caribbean, Polynesian, you know, as you go towards the Jungle Cruise over to Aladdin's Flying Carpets, you're going to get different genres of music and different areas literally all over the world of different drums. And what I think just, and then I'll let you go on some of your thoughts, is what I think is so amazing is how seamlessly they blend these different, very different styles of music so that it's not this stark transition from one part of Adventureland to the other where you're like, oh, wow, that's, I'm noticing it again.
Yeah, it all seems to just kind of blends together, yeah. but they're separate, distinct melodies.
Absolutely.
Because you go, yeah, because you mentioned it, as you walk into Adventureland, you're really, I mean, kind of the first attraction you come to is Magic Carpets of Aladdin. So you're kind of getting that Arabian, you know, influence
for sure.
Of music. Then you go from there to the Jungle Cruise, then to Pirates, and then you just kind of hear, you know, the Caribbean, you hear the Amazon influence, but it's all like it just kind of all blends together so nicely. Let's listen to it.
Yeah. Makes me want to be there, like,
bro.
Adventureland, we've talked about this. Adventureland, it's one of my favorite lands that I could just hang out and, you know, grab a Dole Whip, sit there, listen to the you know, music like we're talking about today, and just hang out and people watch, and I just love being in Adventureland.
And I think, well, it's one of the more crowded parts of the park.
It is because
I think because of that, you can get your Dole Whip, which you can't get anywhere else at Magic Kingdom other than in that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right, man. The music is just, oh, it's just relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, I could sit there. And you also have Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, which has its own flair of music. So, which again, kind of keeps to the Caribbean style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
No, for sure. All right. Should we keep going kind of clockwise here? So as you pass through Adventureland, you're actually going to go into Frontierland. Couple of different entrances there. And again, you're two distinct styles of music, right? Frontierland is more of your Western, you know, old timey type of style of music versus, you know, the drums and beating of Adventureland. So let's take a listen real quick of Frontierland as we turn the corner and start to see Big Thunder Mountain and Tiana's Bayou.
You know, that's an interesting, this is the one question I've had about Frontierland, because it is going through a major, kind of a major renovation right now, right? So they've gotten rid of Splash Mountain. They still have Big Thunder, but, you know, they've replaced Splash Mountain with Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which really has nothing to do with Frontierland, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
But if you go to Disneyland, you have a completely different area called New Orleans Square.
Yes.
Right. Which you get that Louisiana Bayou, kind of that
jazzy,
that Southern jazz,
yeah.
Which I personally love.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention the food is fantastic. So my question is, I just wonder if over time, if we're going to see a change in the theme from Frontierland to more of a New Orleans type.
Man, that's a really good
influence.
That's a really good point. And now that we're seeing this renovation with Big Thunder Mountain, and then of course there's Beyond Big Thunder that will start to be incorporated there, along with the new Cars ride there.
Well, that's a good point, because
yeah,
the Cars
we'll
ride
see.
Is going to be based in the American West.
Yeah,
right. So that technically is still the frontier. Yeah, you're probably right.
I think we'll start to see more of what we feel in Adventureland, which is this is kind of the Pirates area versus the Jungle.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cruise area, and so you'll see how they kind of mix and blend these these sounds in together.
I do hope that they bring some New Orleans jazz. That's one thing I think is missing at the Florida park is a good Cajun seafood restaurant.
You bet,
which
man.
We don't have that at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
Well, let's keep going. As you kind of round the corner and get to the top of the park, or what I consider the top of the park, before you get all the way into Fantasyland, you're going to run into Haunted Mansion. And I think we need to give Haunted Mansion its own attraction cue love, right? So let's listen to a little Haunted Mansion music right now. I'm telling you what, like, I love it. Like, and if I can just add, I mean, you just brought up Disneyland before, so I'll bring it up again right now, which is when they do the layover for Haunted Mansion during the Christmas and Halloween season for Nightmare Before Christmas, and they have that Haunted Mansion music that we love so much. It's not the typical...
The outdoor cue music.
Yes. Yeah, it's so good.
Let's play a little bit of that.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, that's just that, like... I don't know what it is, if it's an electric piano or what... style of music that is coming from it, but it's so eerie.
It almost sounds like a music box.
Yes.
Which I think that's what it's called.
There you go.
Music box.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I think the Imagineers nailed it when they're trying to create this spooky mood and just that slow chime to that music really, to me, sets the mood for Haunted Mansion, whether you're in Florida or
100%.
All right. Fantasyland. Moving on. Yeah.
Fantasyland is great. You know, it kind of blends in with the Main Street a little bit, but Fantasyland does have some of those old classics. And maybe we should have talked about, I don't know if we talk about this at the beginning, how these music loops do draw a lot of inspiration from the actual soundtracks from the movies.
Yeah, we didn't, but I think that's a good point to enter in here, is that you're going to hear a certain genre of music. It's not going to necessarily be, you know, the exact same soundtrack from the movies that you're hearing as you enter, you know, Enchanted Tales with Belle or, you know, Dumbo or Little Mermaid for that matter. What's going to happen is you're going to take that area with the theming that music is for that music loop, and it's going to be laced in, that the original scores are going to be laced into that style of music. We'll get to it, but I think one of the best places they do this is actually at the entrance of Hollywood Studios. But I don't want to spoil it, but we'll get there.
Okay.
All right, and then let's wrap up Magic Kingdom with Tomorrowland. And I think Tomorrowland for me was a little ho-hum, honestly, until they added Tron.
Tron brought a whole new ball game. I've always liked the Tomorrowland. It kind of has for anybody who's over the age of, like, let's say 40, you're going to remember a lot of the previous audio loops from the parks from when you went as a kid.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland to me has one of those really recognizable audio loops that takes me back to the 90s, to the 80s when I first went to Disney. But you're 100% right. When they brought Tron in, and we talked about this on our first musical episode, where how, you know, Daft Punk created the soundtrack for the movie, but and they took that soundtrack and they said, okay, we're not going to use the soundtrack as it stands. We're going to modify it a little bit and take the elements and we're going to infuse those elements into the soundtrack for the attraction. So you get a little bit of that Daft Punk feel. But man, you're right. It's just walking past that area.
Oh yeah.
You feel like you're ready to go jump in the light cycle and hit the grid. Right?
That's right. Yeah. I think they do a really good job of taking the movie soundtrack and theme music and incorporating that into your queue and ride experience, where, again, they're building the story so that by the time you actually get to the attraction, you're like, man, I'm so ready to get on this thing. Let's go.
Let's play a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. I mean, like, are you ready to get on that ride right now?
I am. 100% I'm ready to get on that ride right now.
Oh, man. Well, that's exciting. All right. I think that pretty much wraps up Magic Kingdom, unless there was any other areas that you kind of wanted to touch on. But I think for me, that's kind of each of those area loops, Main Street, all the different lines.
Yeah, I will say this. Maybe not as much as it is now, but back when they created the Tangled bathrooms.
Oh, gosh.
There is an audio loop that is really pretty and really nostalgic.
Yeah.
The Tangled bathrooms have become quite crowded.
Yes.
And that, you know, we're speaking of the bathrooms, if you're in Fantasyland and if you walk over to It's a Small World and Peter Pan, or if you're coming from the Haunted Mansion, those bathrooms kind of sit in between those two areas. And there's just this really, just kind of a nice, easy Tangled theme audio loop going on there.
Yeah, and it's not a big area, so you're right, it can get a little congested in there, but if you just want to chill out and listen to some Tangled music and have a nice place to sit down, charge your phone, there's charging stations there, man, it's great. That's a great little area, and that's probably why it's as popular as it is it's so relaxing.
Yeah, you can park a stroller there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. So I would say next area for me is Epcot.
Epcot's fantastic.
Yeah, I think Epcot has to have one of the best music loops in all of the four parks there in Disney World.
Well, the entrance audio loop, which has been around, I mean, you can find all of these audio loops on YouTube, and we'll probably tag a few of them here in the show notes, so you can find them easily. But the audio loop at the Epcot entrance is iconic.
Yeah,
like, it's a classic tune. That's changed recently. I think it went through a change like in 2019 and then again in 2024. But prior to that, it was pretty much the same. And it just had that futuristic, new technology, kind of a new vision style of music. Honestly, I had never heard anything like it before. And you probably don't until you go to Epcot.
Yeah.
And you hear not the one now, because the one's now more of a compilation of a lot of different themes, which, again, it's fine in its own right. But the one they had prior to, let's say, 2019, 2018, just seemed like whoever wrote this hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're a longtime Disney goer, that just takes you back to an old school, not old school, but just a happier Epcot time.
No, and I think if you go in, you know, you go up under Spaceship Earth, you hear that theme, and back when they had innovations like that theme just YouTube innovations audio loop, Living with the Land, Soarin' audio loop, like that whole area. Again, and we talked about how things just seamlessly kind of move from area to area, and you don't really notice that the music has changed, but you notice that it did change. That whole Epcot entrance area, and then you pass through and get to the different lands, which I guess now are neighborhoods because of the recent update. But they really did a fantastic job with Epcot.
Well, man, you just hit on one of my favorite of all time.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's Soarin'.
Oh,
I mean,
bro.
I can just listen to Soarin' forever. I never get tired of it. I put it on, and the YouTube channel that I particularly follow, they have like a 2-hour loop of Soarin', and you would think that after a while you're like, okay, I'm ready for a change. I just never get tired of it.
So let me ask you this. Do you prefer the audio, like the audio from the attraction or from the queue?
Actually, it's the queue.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And man, I just love it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the attraction. But when you're in the queue and you're let's just listen in. Let's listen in right now.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I'm ready for Patrick to come on and give me my instructions right now.
Yeah. Well, and the cue music is, again, we talked about compilation. It's a compilation from a lot of different movies. But one thing that all of these movies have in common is that it deals with some sort of flight.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's genius, right?
It's genius.
It's genius because, again, I think it's playing to your subconscious that like, oh yeah, the Rocketeer or, you know, the Rescuers.
Flight of the Navigator.
Yes, and you're...
Air Force One. These movies that deal with flight. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, let's keep going through Epcot because I think one of the hidden gems is the World Showcase.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get such a flavor of all the different, you know, countries and styles of music. And I mean, you talk about being engulfed in the story. This is the most engulfing part, I think, in almost all of the parks. Like you go to France and Germany and Japan and just all these different locations around the World Showcase. And I know we're beating this to death, but it's number one, it's a seamless transition. You know, as you go from one country to the next, you're not necessarily hearing the other one's, you know, hard stop and hard start. But more than that, you're just getting the story of being in France. I mean, come on. When you're in the French pavilion and that music's playing and you're getting yourself a nice baguette, like, is there anything better? You're in France. You're in France at that moment.
I want to... Ooh. A baguette sounds nice right now. Not going to lie, bro.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little bit of the France Pavilion music loop. I love it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And every country is going to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going to have their own different likes and dislikes when it comes to that type of music. But... yeah, the French music to me is one of the prettiest.
Absolutely.
That they have at Epcot. So
yeah,
I could listen to that for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are there any other countries that like really, you know, jump off the page for you as far as, you know, loving their style of music and when you walk into that pavilion that kind of stick out to you?
You know, I've always been a fan of the China Pavilion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They used to have... they don't have it anymore, but they used to have a show and we talked about it on our first musical episode. His name was Richard Bellis. He was the composer. He wrote the song for, I believe it was the movie that used to play there.
Oh, wow.
Before the
Impressions of China.
Impressions of China, something like that.
Yeah.
But I love that music. That's actually still on my playlist. I think it's called Reflections of China.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's the name of the piece. So, but yeah, I mean, just walking through the World Showcase, you can't go wrong with any. You walk through Germany, you're gonna hear...
oh yeah, that's one of my favorites.
German
as well.
Music. You walk through Italy, you're gonna hear the Italian music. It's just,
I hear the German music, and all of a sudden I'm like, dude, I feel like some caramel. Like I gotta have it.
Yeah, I do miss that they took away the German chocolate cake there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, I think they still have it in the buffet, but they used to have a little quick service kiosk that you could get the cake and then a strudel, which was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So leaving Epcot, I want to save the best for last. So let's go Animal Kingdom. That'll tell you who I think is the best.
Okay.
So let's go Animal Kingdom. Totally different style of music here now, because you have different areas, Asia, Africa, you know, as you're entering into Animal Kingdom, there's a different genre of music. Let's listen in to the entrance of Animal Kingdom. I mean, right there, you're just getting ready for a day of adventure, right? I mean,
yeah,
setting the stage for...
let's go see some gorillas. that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's hilarious, man. No, I love it. And then I think what's interesting is that you compare that to, like we talked about, you have Asia, that area of the park. Obviously, you're going to get a very Asian flair. Africa, man, this isn't a music loop, but I love being in Africa when the group of guys start, banging on their drums and getting the crowd involved. That's a fun area right there in front of Kilimanjaro Safari and all that. Love it. But I think the creme de la creme of Animal Kingdom has to be Pandora.
They did it right.
They did it right, didn't they? I mean,
I don't know how people can be this creative. Right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Like, you walk through Pandora and it's like, you know, the whole concept of Pandora is you are on a different planet.
Yeah.
And you walk into Pandora and never mind the fact that they have, you know, these bioluminescent plants, especially at night, everything is just kind of glowing. Oh, yeah. The floating mountains, the waterfalls, and then they infuse this outerworldly or otherworldly music. Let's listen in.
Yeah. Again, I know, I mean, that's amazing. Again, I know I keep saying this, but you talk about being engulfed in the story. I think this is one where it's visually stunning when you walk into Pandora.
It's amazingly stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you add the music to that, along with, again, I know this isn't part of the loop, but you add in the different animal sounds and background sounds, it's just... I think it's one of the most engulfing areas of the park where you feel completely immersed in the story of Pandora.
So talking to my daughter, Morgan, so hey, we're going to be there next week.
That's right? Amazing.
Yeah. So right? I was asking her this morning, I was like, hey, what are you most excited about for our trip? She's like, I want to go to Pandora.
Wow.
Like that is her. I'm like, of all the things that we're going to do there, that's your number one thing. She's like, yeah, I want to see Pandora. I want to do Everest and not Everest, but do Flight of Passage, do the other ride there that I'm not going to speak of because it's a lame ride. But yeah, her number one thing to do was just to hang out in Pandora.
That's interesting. Yeah. Coming from a, you know, a teenager, yeah. Right? Like, but it speaks to us.
They right? did it right. Yeah, they did it right did over it there. Right.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's go there.
This is your baby.
This is my baby. Okay. Like we're talking about Hollywood Studios. I cannot begin to describe to you how much I love the music of Hollywood Studios, especially as you enter in to Sunset Boulevard. It's that big band, 1920s style of music. But what I think they really do the best is they start to mix in classical Disney songs in the big band music style.
Absolutely.
And it just, you're like tapping your foot to the big band music, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, that's Never Had a Friend Like Me. But it's in that style of music. Let's listen in.
I'm a huge fan of this style of music. This was one of my, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, listening to kind of big band jazz.
Oh, okay.
Was one of my first identifiable love of music, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Glenn Miller. I love his and there, you know, that band still tours today. Obviously,
that's amazing,
he does not tour.
Yeah.
But the band is still touring, right? You know, Louis Armstrong. Miles Davis, right? Just that type of music. I just love,
you know?
And just really evokes that kind of that golden age of Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So,
which I think plays, and I'm not going to steal your thunder here, but I think that plays excellently. Is that a word? Listen, folks, you're not coming here for the, witty vocabulary.
Hey, we keep things real here. Yeah, sometimes right. We just sound stupid. So
what I was going with is like one of the most excellent ways that big band style kind of rolls into Tower of Terror.
Yes.
Because what's interesting is you're visiting the hotel in its current condition, which is this rundown, dilapidated, dangerous, you know, hotel that has elevators that don't work. But yet when you go into the hotel, when you go into the queue, what you're hearing is that 1920s. So it's like we're bringing you back in the story. We're taking you back to that time when this was a live, functioning, operating hotel. And I think it's a genius move by the Imagineers to, again, set you in that mood. Let's listen in to some of Tower of Terror's attraction loop music.
Yeah, this is my favorite attraction, so
I'm scared. I'm scared right here sitting in my chair. I don't want it to move on me. I don't want it to drop out from underneath
me. You got your kung fu grip on the handlebars.
No, seriously, didn't they do such a great job?
Oh, they did.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, I mean, you talk about just the right mood of music to start to put that fear in you, especially if you're someone like me and you're scared of the ride anyways, it just starts to ramp up when you hear that music. It's like that scary scene in the movie where you know it's coming, that jump scare, and it's just a matter of time of when it's going to actually get you.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
They did. You have to set the mood. You have to set the tone of the attraction, and they 100% knocked it out of the park with that one.
And then you contrast that with walking across the street to Rock and Roller Coaster, right? So,
oh yeah, Aerosmith.
Yeah, you got Aerosmith versus
well,
this.
For a little bit longer.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
Least. Yeah.
But it, I mean, it's great, right? And again, you don't feel like you're hearing the overflow of this 1920s style versus this 1980s, 1990s yeah. style of, you know, rock music. It's just a great job, but any other areas of Hollywood that like you
oh,
love?
I think going back into Toy Story Land, right as you cross into the land, you have a big statue of Woody there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's let's listen in.
Let's listen in. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a kid of the 90s, this is taking you back. Like,
this is one of my favorite audio loops.
Yeah.
Is this one.
It's so playful. And again, they're taking Toy Story. They're going to bring you into that story because that's what most of the rides, every ride over there is all about. The Toy Story, you know, empire that it is. And it just, man, the minute you hear that music, you're like, okay. Let's get on Alien Swirling Saucers. Let's get on Slinky Dog. Let's go, you know, compete against each other in Toy Story Mania. Let's do it. Like, let's go. Like,
no, and this was Randy Newman again.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic composer. Man, dude, I could go there right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there in a week.
And then I think what's interesting here is as you transition into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you talk about two of the most stark contrasts in music. I mean, we talked about Tower of Terror versus Aerosmith. I think this is an even bigger leap going from Toy Story Land into Star Wars and just how seamlessly they transition you visually and musically into Star Wars.
Well, what's interesting too about Galaxy's Edge is to a certain degree, they didn't do the traditional music. They kind of went with ambient sounds, radio broadcast, marketplace sounds. They wanted you, and this was the whole idea behind Galaxy's Edge. This was a 14-acre expansion. They wanted to transport you to this this planet.
Yeah, this other world.
This other world. So when you go to other, let's say you go shopping or you go to a vacation, you go to visit these different towns, you hear different things, right? They want you to hear while you're on this planet what it's going to sound like when you go shopping, what it's going to sound like when you're walking past, you know, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
When you're getting something to eat in one of the cafes there, they have those sounds. There's a little music mingled in, but it's a lot of just ambient, you know, the one sound as you're walking through, and it's like a speeder. Zoom.
Yeah.
That you're like, where'd that come from? Right. Yeah. Like, no, it's just the way they just built in the sound.
Yeah. They did such a great job with their sound technology and how they, you know, like you say, weave in and out different sounds from the speeder zooming past you to, you know, it's almost like you're in this Moroccan, you know, marketplace where things are being sold and transactions are taking place and different sounds are happening all around you. And it's just, again, and then you walk by the Jedi temple there and you're hearing that familiar Jedi, you know, music kind of just laced in just a little bit to help you realize, I'm still in the Star Wars universe, and it's great.
But, this is just one thing Disney has always done well, is immerse you into their environment. We're going to transport you out of everyday life, and we're going to put you in this, you know, you can call it an imaginary world, but they don't want it to be imaginary. They want it to be as real as possible.
Absolutely.
They want you to completely disconnect yourself from what your reality is, which is work and school and, you know, life. And we're going to put you in this place where you can forget about all that. And music, like, you couldn't do that without the music.
Yeah, no.
You could not transport your psyche into this new realm without the music that they have created.
Absolutely. Any Disneyland areas? We've been giving Disney World a lot of love. Any Disneyland areas? I mean, obviously, you know, Marvel, Avengers Campus, all of that area. If you're a big Marvels fan, you're going to be sucked right into some of the, you know, music and cinematic sounds that you hear from all of the Marvel universe. And,
I mean,
and
you're
going
to hear a lot of the same in terms of like Disneyland, like Main Street. You're going to hear a lot of the same sounds that you would.
It's really California Adventure that has
California
some of the,
Adventure. I think Radiator Springs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like you know, if you're a big Cars fan, you have some little ones that love Cars. That's absolutely going to bring you into all of that sound. Pixar Pier, I think, again, is reminiscent of the Toy Story feel that you get at Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. I'm trying to think of any others. Obviously, Hollywood Studios and, you know, the very entrance of California Adventure have a very similar feel as far as that big band 1920s style of music.
And I want to say, too, there is a Christmas audio loop that I like. It is, I think it's just called Disneyland Christmas Audio. It's on my playlist for the holidays. And I'll link it in the show notes. Cause I'm trying to think, I have to go back and listen to it again, but it's just a lot of Christmas songs, but it's not traditional Christmas songs.
Yeah.
It's just the songs that you would hear as you're walking through Disneyland around Christmas time.
You wanted to give it a little listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Man, I love it. I love that first little song that they play there. I think it's called just The Christmas Tree or something like that.
Something like that.
The audio. Yeah. Anyways. Another little hidden gem over there in Disneyland is the Esplanade. So this is the area in between the two parks. It's that open area. And then, of course, leading up into downtown Disney and all of that.
And if you've never been to Disneyland, they've done a lot of things right. You can walk from Disneyland to California Adventure in about 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the way they have it set up. It's a lot like Universal. In Florida, where you can walk from one park to the other, and there's just this there's just this middle area.
Yeah.
And that's where you, yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. And in this loop, this is where you'll hear maybe a little bit more of the traditional soundtracks. It also has changed. The Esplanade music has changed over time, but it is wonderful. If you love that, you know, classic Disney music that's instrumental, check it out. YouTube, Disneyland Esplanade music loop, and you will be very happy with that. Any others that are like kind of maybe a hidden gem or some of your favorites?
Well, I think if you look at the resorts, you know, like the Polynesian Resort, like, I'm trying to think. I love the Polynesian area.
Oh, yeah.
But the Polynesian Resort music loop. That's a great one. Disney Springs has a couple good ones.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm trying to think. What about you?
Well, so I just mentioned I love the Disneyland Esplanade music because it gives you, what it does is it kind of walks you through some of these areas that we've talked about around Disneyland, the different lands, the different areas, and as well as some of Disney California Adventure, and they take basically a little sampling, if you will, of each of these areas around the parks, and then they put it into one music loop. And so that's why I love it, is because you get a little bit of Star Wars, you get a little bit of Toy Story and, you know, Peter Pan and some of these other, you know, classic attraction areas all mixed into one music loop. I mentioned this before. I absolutely love, it's just called Resort TV One.
Yeah.
And it is the Disney Hotel main channel, information channel. And I just love because it's more of a, I'd say it's more of an orchestra and classic style of the Disney music songs that we know and love. And I love that there's no lyrics or singing. It's just all orchestra and so I love it. I love those two. Those are probably my two favorite. How about yourself?
My favorites? Is that what you're asking? What my favorite?
Your favorite music loops of the parks.
Well, all right. I have a list here. I thought, like, what if I had to rank my favorite audio loops, how would I rank them? I don't know the answer to that question because it depends on the day. Some days I want to listen to, there is a YouTube video. It's a Pandora at night 8-hour loop.
Wow.
Sometimes I'll just throw one on at night when I'm trying to sleep.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
We talked about Soarin'. I love the Soarin', the 3-hour, again, we'll link it in the show notes. Hollywood Boulevard, 3-hour loop. The Toy Story Land. Tron. I mean, I don't know. There's just so many that I love that are on a playlist on my phone right now. Right. And even the Epcot. So when Epcot had their 50th anniversary recently, they came out with the new music for that. I listened to that. So, I don't know if I have a favorite. I've got like 10 favorites.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I would say, here's the thing. If you're listening to us and you're like, wow, this is bringing back some memories, or I wish I could, you know, hear this part of the parks, I would say, do yourself a favor, get on YouTube and start searching around Disney music loops. Like Ryan said, we'll put a couple of links in the show notes of some of our favorites, but, you know, you may develop your own favorites yourself. And so I would suggest, you know, check those out. I'm sure you'll find one that you love, and then give us a like and a follow on all of our social media accounts, Facebook, LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, well, Instagram.
Maybe we should have a LinkedIn.
Maybe we should. Yeah. But give us a like and a follow, and then let us know, what are some of your favorite Disney music loops?
Until next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.